We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, the Burnaby Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. And this is the Free Voice, Free Voices, which is based on the Odyssey of Positivity. And we are going to have a fantastic show today. By the way, I am your host of the show for today. This is Fahime. I'm delighted to be with you on the program. We are going, as usual, some distinguished, you know, a special guest with us that they're going to be on air with us. And also, we are having Charlotte she is connecting on the streamline with the China at the China time is 4 o'clock in the morning, and Vancouver time is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And this the song has been selected by Chief Shackley from Nicola Valley, that we are dedicating this song to China. And the name of the song is 1-1, if I pronounce it properly. It's Rain in Jiang 1. Enjoy, everyone, and welcome again to China. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the song. The Chinese traditional music has been dedicated to the Chinese nation. They are living, they are resident and a student in this blessed land and cross the country to China that they are visiting at 4 o'clock their time and 3 o'clock in the afternoon Vancouver time. Welcome everyone, and at this moment I do have a Charlotte that she is the one coordinating with the Streamline with China, and also her show is coming from 4 to 5. And the subject for the show for today is based on the racism. Because at the workplace, at the neighborhood place, in the community, these are the factors, you know, this is the poison is spreading out, and a lot of people are facing that one. So that's why I decided what we can do as a one nation, as one country, how to bring the remedy and healing on the path. And every voice is very important. This mic is for you, is for me, and for my voice is the voice of the people. They have no voice, basically. So I carry a lot of voices, a lot of responsibility on my shoulder, and I try my best to pass it on. And with many thanks to Charlotte, and also we would love to hear her opinion, her voice, you know, based on the racism, what she thinks about it, or her experience.
Right. Thank you so much for having me here. And I think when we talk about racism, I think every or many people immediately think about governments, laws, or social movements. Those things are important, but today I'd like to focus on a different question. What can each of us do as individuals? I don't think most racisms begin with hatred. More often, it begins with assumptions. We see someone's appearance and their accent and culture or background, and we unconsciously make judgments before we even know them. So I believe one of the most powerful ways to reduce racism is simply to become genuinely curious about people who are different from us. Ask questions instead of making assumptions. Listen before judging. And remember that one person's behavior never represents an entire community. As someone who has lived and studied in different countries, I've learned that meaningful conversations can break stereotypes much faster than arguments. Once you get to know someone personally, and labels start to disappear, and people become individuals instead of categories. So perhaps eliminating racism doesn't always start with changing the world. It starts with changing the way we see the person standing right in front of us. So yeah, racism grows through assumptions, but understanding grows through conversations, I think. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charlotte. It's always wonderful the new generation bring their voices, their opinion on the field, because it's very important to hear them, to have them, and to see them, and recognizing and acknowledging the new generation who are the students at the university, and even the student not at the university. We are all a student in many different area.
Right.
But it's so important just to have one another and to have intelligent conversation with one another. That is the time we basically can bring the remedy to find a solution and to build up a better future for humanity. Right now, I'm going back to another music, which is Lady Gaga. The Lady is a Tramp. This is the duet with Tony Bennett. The reason I chose this one, because Lady Gaga, she has been faced tremendously, as you know, her style, you know, her lifestyle, how she struggled. And she has faced it even as a New York person, you know, individual artist, that she has been built up her music and she carry on, and today she is Lady Gaga. She truly graduated from, and she got really a masterpiece of the life that was a struggling, that was a bully, and that was a racism. Racism is a very bad bacteria. We have a good bacteria that is beneficial for the human being. And the bad bacteria, one of the bad factors and the bacteria is the racism. That I leave this word with you to think about it and see how you can approach and how you can find the solution to the world. Right now, we are going to listen to Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett. Amazing voice. The Lady is a Tramp. Enjoy, everyone.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
She doesn't like crap games with barons and earls.
Won't go to Harlem in diamonds and pearls. And I definitely won't dish our dirt with the rest of those girls. I love the free, fresh wind in my hair.
Life without care.
Oh, I'm so broke.
It's oak.
I hate California. It's crowded and damp.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Sometimes I go to Coney Island.
Oh, the beach is divine. Is just fine.
I follow Rogers and Hart.
She sings every line. That's why the lady is a tramp.
I love a prize fight.
That isn't a fake.
No fake. And I love to rowboat with you and your wife in Central Park Lake.
She goes to the opera and stays wide awake.
Yes, I do. Is a tramp.
She likes the green grass under her shoes.
What can I lose? Cause I got no dough.
Oh no.
I'm all alone when I blow my lamp.
That's why the lady is a tramp. So, it's California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
That's why a lady.
That was Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, beautiful voices and wonderful artists, that they have truly heavenly voices. Right now we are having Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley, and we are going to have him on the air. And hello. Oh, we are connected finally. Wonderful. How are you doing, Shakhlakh?
I'm doing as well as I can be.
Wonderful. How is the situation up there with the wildfires?
It's still going. I'm actually down the coast.
Yes.
It's still on alert up there. So just my brothers and sisters are at home, making sure everything's going to be safe for when I get home.
Oh, I see. Would you like to share a little bit about that one? Because not everyone knows the circumstances. Because you bring the attention, you bring awareness to the rest of the community, basically. Would you like to share about that?
My mom and myself we got put up down here, down in Mission. When the evacuation came out.
Right.
And they took the evacuation order off, but they still have us on evacuation alert. And still quite smoky up there in the Nicola Valley, so my brothers and sisters decided to keep us down here for till it get total all clear, because the fire's still going, somewhat contained, but it can change.
Yes.
We can see what happened over there in the Vernon area. That's total loss. You know, it just shifted just like that, and a whole community was burnt off the map. So we're down here safe out of harm's way for now. Hoping that doesn't happen to our valley. Yeah, so much prayers going out to all our fellow citizens all across North and South America, where fires are out of control.
That is so true, and thank you for sharing, because a lot of people in the community, even though they wish to help in some way, even they didn't know. And your words, it brings awareness, and also everyone knows exactly what is happening. Thank you very much for sharing it. The subject of the show for today is racism. What is your thought, your idea about that? We would love to hear your side, your voice.
Over the last few decades or so, people started throwing that term around, racism, like it's a substitute for hello. Yeah. You know, real racism is outright literal hate and art against people of a different race, different continent. You know, nowadays somebody didn't smile at us at the mall. Racism. Somebody didn't signal in front of me as I was driving home. That's racism. You know, we've blown the meaning of racism totally out of control, out of context. you know, sure, there's more political racism now than actual ethnical racism, because it's all about politics and religion racism now. You know, it's what, I guess we can say it evolved into that, because, you know, we have African neighbors, we have Asian neighbors, we have Middle Eastern neighbors, European neighbors.
Yes.
You know, and we aren't running around with pitchforks and flames chasing each other around, because we, you know, at base level, we get along, but it's when politics and religion starts to weigh in on our thoughts. That's where it's all totally become more of an individualized form of racism, you know, because, like I'm saying, we've got a Asian friend, we've got an African friend, we've got a European friend.
Right.
We all hang out, but at the same time, you know, religious groups and political groups from their sectors of the world are encroaching on my sector of the world, you know. I got along with the Europeans for 5 centuries now.
Right, you know? Right.
And, you know, sure, there was art. Mm-hmm. You know, there was cowboy Indians era. We got over it, started to get along. And now all these other political movements and religious movements are encroaching and bringing their strife and aught with them, inflicting it on us. So that's where the real racism comes in now. And, you know, we can, you know, they like to say, can't we all just get along? Sure, you know, and they like to quote to us, turn the other cheek. You know, if you're holding a machine gun, they ain't gonna slap your cheek in the first place. You know, you gotta have boundaries. You gotta show that you stand by your beliefs, be it political, be it religious. That's my thoughts. You know, we can get past that by listening to each other and going by that saying, live and let live, you know. Don't inflict your strife on me, and I won't inflict my strife on you. You know, unless, of course, it comes up like the the wars came up, because that strife, everybody had to get in, because then that was taking racism to a genocidal levels. And, you know, that's just not tolerated by society. So that's my thoughts on racism. Live and let live. Don't put your strife on me, and I won't put my strife on you.
Right. Thank you very much for your thought and your own opinion. Every opinion, every thought, every single of the voices is very important at this station, because we are growing together. We are learning from each other. And the differences is acceptable and respected. Thank you so much for the time you always provide at this station, Free Voices. And we are always delighted to hear from you and to have your sight, your views, and your connection. Thank you so much to be with us. That was Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley. He has been with us, quite a long time. And is a privilege that indigenous people, that they are participating on this side and across the country and outside of the country. We do have a very large listeners of the indigenous people, Aboriginal people, that they listen to this station, because this station is based for the peace, humanitarian, and love and respect. Enjoy, everyone. The next song that I have is Standing on My Own. That has been selected by Shakhlakh from Nicola Valley. Enjoy, everyone.
Somebody said you got a new friend. But does she love you better than I can? And yeah, I know it's stupid, but I just gotta see it for myself. I'm in the corner, why do you kiss her? Oh, and I'm right over here. Why can't you see me? Oh, and I'm giving it my all, but I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I keep dancing on my own. Oh, I just want. All night, and I'm all messed up, I'm so out of line. Stilettos and broken.